Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything.
We have to let the word out that when you come to New York, we're not going to have more hotel rooms. We don't have capacity. So we have to also message properly that we're at our limit. If you're going to leave your country, go somewhere else.
But did Kathy Hochul change parties? This is the governor of New York. We don't have any room. If you're going to leave your country, don't come here.
We have to let the word out.
See?
That when you come to New York, we're not going to have more hotel rooms. We don't have capacity. So we have to also message properly that we're at our limit. If you're going to leave your country, go somewhere else.
I mean, sounds like a Republican. That's so weird. Don't come here. We don't have any room. Huh. It's almost like displacing this unbelievable, overwhelming wave of immigrants into the places that don't normally have to pay the price for that and making them suffer the consequences of it. It's almost like that's persuading them. Isn't that wild?
Well, I mean, you can't spell NIMBY without NY.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
You're going to regret that one later, though.
I know that.
Yeah, but you feel dirty, but it's good.
I know.
Meanwhile, it is kind of interesting just how people's perceptions change. Meanwhile, in Chicago, another, let's just call it, migration tourism destination for relocation buses. This was at, I don't know if it was a city council meeting or just a community town hall or whatever, but I'll let you listen and enjoy. This is a woman asking the official who's there to kind of answer questions.
I wanted to know if there is a capacity limit, and what is that limit, if there is one, and why can't we close the borders of Chicago or the state of Illinois in the first place? Why can't we close the borders?
Why can't we close the borders of Chicago? Funny thing about that Constitution, though. you know, the interstate travel clause or interstate commerce clause? Okay, maybe not. No, but isn't that funny? Like, can we not close Chicago to all of these? Can we not put up, I don't know, a river barrier or some, you know, barbed wire fence that the Border Patrol can then cut down?
Like Austin, Texas.
Yeah,
keep
right.
Keep Chicago weird.
That's exactly right. No, so this guy is trying to tell her, so look, it's, you know, the federal government has rules and, you know, we don't have that power and Texas is doing these things and, you know, asylum rules and all of that.
Not Texas. This is the federal government is the one that does the process around asylum seeking. It is Texas who is making the decision to send them to Chicago.
And that's what I wanted to know. Can we say, no, we won't take anymore?
It has to come from the federal government.
Can we say, no, we're not taking anymore? Interesting. Interesting shift in perspective as people are starting to see the consequences played out in their own neighborhood. You can spell NIMBY without IL. But
there you go.
Maybe not in practice. Oh.
But you can't spell NIMBYL.
Right, yeah, of course. That's right. Well done. I cannot possibly prepare you for this audio appropriately. It's going to be your favorite thing you hear on the show today. Okay. And no, I mean, that's in, you know, just trust me a little bit, okay? So, you know how the F-35 got put on autopilot and flew away on its own while the pilot ejected, which we're glad the pilot is safe. We wish it could have been done without ditching a $100 million aircraft, you know? But, you know, sometimes you can't avoid what happened. And maybe, again, there's still this theory out there that the ejection seat armed itself and shot him out, which apparently the B variant does have on it. The vertical takeoff and landing Marine variant does have a, you know, to save you from a crash in the vertical takeoff and landing portion, I guess, or a G-lock, I don't know, a gravity-induced loss of consciousness, G-force-induced loss of consciousness. Anyway, so until now, nobody has been an eyewitness to the crash.
Right.
And I don't have an eyewitness to the crash, but I do have an ear witness to the crash. Randolph White, local resident in South Carolina, was inside his house, and he heard the crash. And he didn't simply hear it. He is going to perform it for us in this news clip from WBTW. Ready?
Normally, it's pretty quiet, but on Sunday afternoon,
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom in my whole house shook.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time, so he didn't call anybody.
The first thought came to me, I said, what's it, a meteorite coming out of space or something? And I said, well, if it's an airplane, it needed to be reported, but the thing was flying just too low.
I had to turn off our mics. I love him so much. I love him so much. Just once more for the kids at home. Pay attention to the meteorite.
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom in my whole house shook.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time, so he didn't call anybody.
The first thought came to me, I said, what's it, a meteorite coming out of space or something? And I said, well, if it's an airplane, it needed to be reported, but the thing was flying just too low.
And can we all agree that taking a shave was not the direction we thought that was going to go? As I say, he is by far the most, give him a job. This guy should be in the news, because I tell you, people will watch that newscast. I guarantee he should be in the news, because people would watch the newscast.
Watch out, David.
I said, what in the world is this?
It's just fantastic. Oh, I love him so much. And available with alternate explanations, too. A good newsman covers the possibilities.
What's it, a meteorite coming out of space or something?
Are you threatened, David?
I don't think he wants to relocate to Pensacola, David. You're threatened.
I'm threatened.
Oh, man. I'm just telling you, if I work at this TV station at WBTW, I am 100% hiring this guy. 100%. All right. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay. As we take a look at... No, I can't do it. As we...
what in the world is this?
I'm going to pass out. The roads are fine. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. I sound like somebody going through puberty. I can't even get the words. Okay, 90 is accident-free, not showing any problems in Milton, Pace, or Pensacola. I-10, I-110 reported as clear. 29 also accident-free. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, you can text 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I will say this. Sorry. Could be that Randolph White has had experience learning animal calls from, for example, do you remember the screaming goat video? So I give you screaming goat, and now I give you screaming Randolph.
I said, what in the world is this?
See? 718. Oh, I'm waiting all day to be able to play that audio. That's the best thing that's happened. And see, now when I told you that's the best thing we're going to do all day, tell me I'm wrong. No, nothing comes close. That's it. We'll pack it up. Everything's on replay after this. I'm Andrew McKay.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with a third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beat More Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and literally if you're in the phase where you're just kind of thinking about it, considering, want to ask questions and get good, honest answers, call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. They will give you good answers. And, you know, I know this because there are stories I know Christina has told me about times when she talked people out of buying a home. And, like, there was one, I remember one particularly, she was telling me there was this older lady, lived in Gulf Breeze, and thought, you know, she was just tired of the, I think it was during the, like, post-Sally kind of thing, and she just wanted to live in Pensacola, was tired of all the nonsense and the driving around and the flooding, all this, and she's basically talked to her and said, honestly, I think you'd be better off just staying where you are. You'll be happier. You don't want to be away from your, like, friends and your locale, and, you know, what you think it's going to solve, it's not really going to solve. And that's honest advice, but how many times would you find a realtor who's going to talk you out of buying a home? But she will. You know why? Because she wants to just make your life better. She wants to help you be happy. And if she thinks that that means not doing a deal, she'll tell you that. So get good advice, somebody who really knows the business, somebody who's surrounded herself with like-minded and like-hearted people. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Talking about this Baptist move a bunch today and over the course of the week, obviously, because it's going to be a big thing tomorrow. One thing that hadn't occurred to me, I was looking at the route that they're going to take, and I was saying they'd like maybe they'd go west on Jordan, go west to Pace, and then go north. And then it occurred to me, oh, that crosses the railroad tracks. No, they're smart.
Yeah, right, right.
There is a little end of a siding, I think, that you cross when you get over on a Tahar, but they shouldn't have to deal with that too much. So that's good news. And because when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, you're going over railroad tracks. That's inconvenient for the patients. And I'm like, oh, you're going over the railroad tracks. That would be not a good thing in case there's a train, right? So that makes perfect sense. 723 on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, Dave Greenwood, always joins us at this time. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, hi,
yeah. Hey, Dave, how you doing? What are we looking at for this weekend, sir?
Starting off today with the yellow flag, there's a little bit of jellyfish in the water, so be advised we may be posting a purple flag, but that's just, you know, if we got a lot of jellyfish out there, we'll post a purple flag. I was in the water a few days ago and didn't get stung, so that's a good qualifier right there.
Now, you're going to laugh at me over this, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. We were out in Orange Beach or Gulf Shores. I forget which one it was, but where the state park is at. I guess it's the Gulf State Park. And we went out on the pier, and we're looking down the pier. And so my wife got to see a, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 foot shark. And, you know, I didn't see it, so I can't comment on it. I was jealous because she got to see it. They're common, I know. But then we saw the jellyfish, and you know, I'm used to like the little like 4-inch jellies that you see around the beach typically. And I'm looking down at these jellies that are like, I don't know, maybe 3 feet across. Just the big old moon jellies just swimming in the water. I'm like, but that happens, right?
Yes. Not to be, to be taken by surprise because it's the Gulf of Mexico. It's an open body of water. It's nature. And fortunately, people will try to control nature, and you can't control nature. You have to adapt to it.
You absolutely have to adapt to it. So I always appreciate that note from you. And, you know, just they're there, you know, and we're intruding on their backyard. And so we just kind of have to be aware when they're in high prevalence, you know, just, you know, don't mess with them. That's kind of the good solution. So very good. Anything else we need to know for this weekend, Dave? As the temperatures are starting to cool, do you see fewer people when the temperatures cool like this? Or do you still see a lot because people are like, oh, man, I'm not going to die in the heat today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great weekend to come to the beach, you know, and it's a drive-to destination. So people kind of plan their weekend around, you know, Pensacola Beach if they've got a big trip coming up or not a big trip, but it's just a small short trip to get out of town. And this is, like I say, this is what they call the shoulder season. It's after Labor Day, and we still have people coming out here, and we're still protecting and educating and protecting the public to come out. So
absolutely.
And it's a beautiful time to come to the beach because, like you said, it's not unbearably hot.
It's not brutal. No, I totally agree. Dave Greenwood, he's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for spending some time with us, keeping us informed, and for keeping us safe. I really appreciate that job.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet, sir. Candy now has traffic on the fives.
And the good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like everything is running smoothly. No problems on 98, I-10, I-110, all running just fine. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can certainly text us, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. We've got a somewhat new advertiser on the show. 35 years, locally female-owned company serving Pensacola. It's ProHealth Florida. They've got Best of the Bay, Best of the Coast, Best of Pensacola, you know, all the awards. Okay, that's very normal. There's 7 locations, Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, Pensacola on College Parkway behind the Sam's Club, and they're a medical clinic. So if you need help, you go there. Primary care and urgent care walk-ins from 8 to 4 in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Fort Walton. And then Saturday, 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club. They'll do lab work for you, you know, drug screens, vaccinations, breathalyzers, TB tests, all of that stuff. And if you don't have insurance, this is kind of one of those, like, maybe you haven't thought about there being an alternative to insurance, but here you go. Medical membership at ProHealth Florida is $45 a month. You get unlimited primary care visits, zero copay, Teledoc services anytime, annual physical, annual flu shot, discount on lab work, discount on procedures, a B12 shot every month, and no catches. So if you have questions or you're interested or you just need something, you know, medically, go or check them out online at ProHealthFL.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The United Auto Workers expected to announce today if they'll be expanding their strike. That could send even more workers to the picket lines. The union says they want a 40% pay increase, a cost of living adjustment, pensions for all workers. Right now, there's about 12,000 workers already on strike across several states. President Biden says the U.S. is providing another $325 million aid package for Ukraine. This comes after Biden hosted the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, at the White House this week. And X, formerly known as Twitter, is shutting down its circle feature. Boy, an X,
what is
a circle. If you had a triangle and a square, you'd have a PlayStation controller. But the circle feature
was a little too Teletubbies for me, but all right, go on.
The circle feature was apparently a way to share posts with just a select group of people. That's going to end on October 31st.
Okay. You know, you cracked me up with that reference to the controller for a PlayStation because when I will every once in a while, I allow myself to wander into the video game space that my boys occupy. And they try to teach me something, you know, or they try to get me to be better at something that I'm not natively good at. And they'll say, you know, just press the Y button. And I'm, you know, well, we're playing in the dark, you know, and I'm like, which one's the Y? And they turn the light on. And I'm like, oh, I see it now. You know, like what they think of as obvious and intuitive. I'm like, which button is that? Wait, right trigger, left trigger? I don't know. How do I make, you know, the Mario Kart go faster? That's what I want to know. David, thanks so much for the update. 729, News Radio 92.3. Oh, there's actually, I'm going to post this stuff on our Facebook page so you can see it there for yourself. But we've been talking about the Baptist move and, you know, going up E Street to 29, starting at 5 a.m. tomorrow. going up East Street to 29, then to Brent, and then around back on I-110 back to probably East Street, I guess, when they're coming back. I'm not sure what the exit will be there or whether they get off at Jordan Maxwell. I'm not quite sure about that. But anyway, that loop for about 12 hours tomorrow is going to be a place where you don't want to drive near. But also some other information that Baptist had on their website, which I appreciate, is they have already stopped visiting hours. That's a good question. Like, what about visiting hours? Visiting hours start back up at the new campus at 5 p.m. tomorrow, sort of at the end of the move is when that's going to start up. So, you know, and you're not going to be allowed on the new campus until 4 p.m. at the earliest is what they have on their website. So don't even try going there because they're in the middle of this massive logistical challenge of moving everybody, right? The only access would be to the ER side, you know, and, you know, obviously that's going to be open starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow. So, and again, there's going to be an ambulance left on site at the old campus to take care of anybody who shows up there. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With 9 days left until a possible government shutdown, some House Republicans are sticking around the Capitol this weekend getting spending bills ready for a vote Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman on Fox Business.
We've got to stop this spending with what the Biden administration is doing, and we'll see how it turns out. Do I think a shutdown now is likely? Yes, I do.
Montana Senate Republican Steve Daines.
It's time to cut spending, get budgets passed. But this government shutdown nonsense, frankly, is going to hurt the American people, cost more money.
He was on Fox and Friends. A blown tire may have been what sent a charter bus down a ravine in New York State, killing two adults on a high school band camp trip from Long Island to Pennsylvania.
We heard about the tire, but we can't be positive on that right now.
Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse tells Fox at least five kids are in critical condition, among dozens injured. There is a federal investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 News Radio 92.3. It's partly cloudy skies, 71 right now. Starting tomorrow morning, Baptist is moving patients to their new campus on Brent Lane. That changeover begins at exactly 3 o'clock.
We will no longer have an open emergency department beginning at 3 a.m. that Saturday morning. Now, at 3 a.m. in 1 second, we will open the emergency department and trauma center at our new hospital on Brent Lane. So I think that's really important for people to know. If you have a medical emergency and it is 3 a.m., go to the new hospital and we will take care of you there.
Baptist President Brett Aldridge, he says there will be an ambulance at that old hospital just in case anybody does show up with a condition, needs to be taken to the new ER. Tomorrow morning, they will be moving patients from the old campus to the new facility. If you're out and about, you'll probably see the ambulances running with police escorts. That should all be done the same day. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says a weapon was found at Avalon Middle School yesterday. They confirmed that happened about 3:30 p.m. yesterday. School resource deputies say they were notified there could be a gun on school grounds. They investigated. They found a .22 caliber handgun. It was confiscated ultimately. 14-year-old Hayden Curl was identified as a suspect in the case. He now faces a felony charge of possession of a weapon on school property. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says they now have a fleet of nuisance abatement modules. What's a nuisance abatement module, you ask? Well, they're white vans clearly marked as belonging to the sheriff's office, and they're equipped with surveillance cameras on all sides.
Let's put some cameras on it, and let's put in red that it's a surveillance platform, and let's park it legally right in the roadway and let them know that we're watching them. Hopefully it will deter people from going there and causing, you know, whatever trouble, whatever nuisance they've been causing.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, and he tells Channel 3 that they've deployed one of these outside of a home on V Street at that particular property. Deputies say they've been called at least 70 times in recent months. Senator Rick Scott says Democrats have been playing politics with disaster relief money. Scott says Democrats blocked a vote yesterday on his disaster relief bill, which would have replenished the FEMA disaster relief fund.
Right now, this thing is getting low on funds. I checked on September 11th. It's down to $2.5 billion, and they project by the end of this month it'll be down to $550 million.
And Scott says that is especially devastating for Florida's farmers who've been waiting now nearly a year for aid since Hurricane Ian. And Pensacola is now gearing up to host the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament again after last year's tournament. set records for attendance. This year's edition is going to happen from Sunday, October 29th through Sunday, November 5th. Of course, it'll be over at Ashton Brosnahan Park. And tickets are going on sale this morning at 10 a.m. You can get your tickets online, secticketoffice.com. All of the tournament passes are $40. Individual tickets will range anywhere from $7 for students or military up to $12 for adult general admission. And championship game tickets are $12 for students and military, $17 for adults. On October 29th and October 31st, kids 12 and under that are wearing a jersey would be a soccer jersey would be able to get in for free if they have a paying adult with them. 7:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, not showing any issues right now. Triton Circle in Pensacola showing an accident in the 5800 block. But it looks like it's not a roadblock. And then Highway 98 and Central Parkway in Gulf Breeze showing an accident. And this is just west of Garcon Point Bridge, Garcon Point Road, I guess I should say, whatever that road is. Changes names a couple of times. But not showing a roadblock either. It looks like easy to get through. So 98, for the most part, clear. It has been moved off to the side. Now, if you know different or you have traffic tips, let us know. 437-1620. You can text them in. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful weather as we take it ahead to the weekend today. Highs mid to upper 80s. Very little chance for any rain. Lots of sunshine. The weekend will be all dry and sunny with highs mainly in the upper 80s. Maybe a little bit warmer on Sunday. Overnight lows, too, are going to be pleasant. In most cases, running down between 65 and 70. Do enjoy. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now it's 71 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with your Money Now. A coalition of 25 state governors announced a major push to reach 20 million deployed heat pumps by 2030. Heat pumps are energy-efficient replacements for fossil fuel-powered furnaces and air conditioners. They use electricity to transfer heat as opposed to generate heat, and they can either heat a building when it's cold outside or cool a building when it's hot outside. Compared to a gas boiler, heat pumps reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 20% when operating on emissions-intensive electricity and as much as 80% compared when operating on cleaner electricity. WWE's Friday Night SmackDown will return to USA Network next October as part of a five-year domestic media rights partnership between TKO Group Holdings and NBC Universal. WWE does not expect to reach a rights agreement for its flagship show, Raw, until next year. SmackDown has been on Fox since October of 2019. That's your Money Now.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s. From Pat Benatar and Blondie to The Cars to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. It's Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival this Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We're having a little bit of trouble connecting with Kate Meehan this morning, and Hope everything is okay, but if we get her, we'll get her, and if not, we will talk about other things, because that's how we do. Minimum wage is set to go up to $12 an hour, and so everybody's having to adjust. I know there was an item on the Escambia County Commission agenda for yesterday to kind of adjust the pay scale based on that reality, because it goes to 12, what, October 1st, right? And then, so everything goes up
I'm
a little bit.
I'm getting a raise.
I hope not. Not because I don't hope you get a raise. I hope that it doesn't affect you. Anyway,
I was just kidding.
So
they're great.
The federal minimum is still 7.25 an hour, so we're well above that. Remember, we voted for this as a group. Yay, us. Well, because, you know, you artificially raise the price of a cost, you raise the price of the good, and then we all have to pay more to get that same good. So I'm not sure that it really solves the problem
we're
it's meant to solve.
We're paying more anyway, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, add this onto inflation. Well, it's just keeping up with inflation, Andrew. Well, is it? Anyway, so that's happening. And, you know, again, everybody's having to kind of adjust to that reality. Meanwhile, and this is a, All right, Candy, serious story that's of local significance or much more frivolous and ridiculous story?
What?
You got to produce me here for a second. I need you to pick unknowing between two stories. Serious story of local significance.
Dude, frivolous, man. Come on. Like that guy with the plane? That was
All right, fair enough. All right, we'll do. Well, I've allowed you to make the choice, unknowing. We'll cover the other thing later at some when it's a little bit more relevant
time-wise.
Is it about food
or gas?
No, it's something different. So this comes out of what is one of my favorite news sources of information, the New York Post. Not because it's the most reliable paper in the land, but because they seem to catch the stories that everybody else misses, and I love that about them. This comes out of Berlin. This story comes out of Berlin. In Berlin, 1,000 people got together in the Berlin Potsdamer Platz railroad station, and they were having an event. You naturally ask,
what kind of event
Thank
was
you so
it?
Much for asking. They are a pack of humans. I use the term pack on purpose because they identify as dogs.
No.
Yeah. The dog identifying humans. And of course
there are people that do that. It's
weird. That's right. The article reads, they've got a bone to pick. A pack of dog identifying humans has prompted calls for animal control. After footage of their Berlin meetup went viral, an estimated 1,000 people who prefer to be recognized as not humans, but canines, organized a gathering at the formerly mentioned Berlin Potsdamer Platz railroad station in Germany, communicating only by howling or barking at one another and wearing appropriate masks and exterior garb of sorts.
They're furries?
No. And this is a good question. They're not furries. Okay, this is an important distinction. For those of you who do not know, a furry is?
I think it's somebody that dresses up in like a mascot-y kind of a costume and says, you know, I feel like I do this but
so
a bear or...
if you want to think of it this way, a furry is somebody who plays dress up.
Right.
Okay. But they know they're a human, okay? A therian is the term.
Therian?
A therian, that's right.
Like
a therian
or just...
No, just
like,
T-H-E-R-I.
Hey, okay.
Okay, it's short for the term therianthrope.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
You know, lycanthrope is a werewolf.
Right.
Right? Okay, so a therianthrope is somebody who believes that they are another type of being, typically a mammal, than a human.
Okay.
It's a mix-up or a mash-up of the term therian, which is for animal creature, and thrope, which is for human. And so a therianthrope, I guess, is the mash-up there. Although therianthrope is, that's not human. Anyway, that's the term. So therians are not furries because they really do identify as non-human.
So do they drive?
Well, I don't want to ask too many questions because I'd feel judgy, you know, but... this comes, there's, I guess, this long history of people who have identified as other in some places. There's a guy named, Taco the Human Collie.
Okay.
There's a guy in Japan who, his lifelong dream of becoming a pooch after purchasing a $14,000 hyper-realistic suit.
Oh.
And so there are those, therians are those who identify as animals, and furries are people who dress up as, so you might say that there are some people who are truly trans species, and there are other people who are, or trans mammal, and other who are simply species vestites, animal vestites. So they they dress up as, but they're not really imagining themselves as. And that usually the animal vestites, you know, it's actually, that's viewed as insulting to actual trans mammals because, you know, they're playing dress up and we're really, who. Of course, you wonder why do they put on the mask if they really identify as, but okay, that's bringing the outside to match the inside. So other internet famous hound human hybrids, again, I just report the news, include Tom Peters, a Briton, a Brit, who previously revealed he identified as a Dalmatian.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ueda 32, who is a Tokyo engineer and spent $23,000 on a custom wolf suit. When I wear my costume, I feel I'm no longer human. I'm free of human relationships, all kinds of troubles related to work and other things. I can forget about them. Well, now you've got me interested because that sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast.
Animal-like behavior has been fetishized. Puppy play, skipping.
See, I tried to look stuff up on those people and it's, and they gotta, do. There's like dirty stuff that pops up and it's like, ah.
And then you get a lot of stuff on your Facebook feed is what happens after that.
Yeah,
so that's
YouTube.
Never that good.
Yeah.
So I've done a little bit of research, not a lot, but a little bit, just enough to probably not get me on a list, I hope. The term therianthropy comes from the Greek therion, meaning wild animal or beast, and anthropos, meaning human or being, used to refer to animal transformation folklore of Europe as early as 1901. Sometimes the term zoanthropy is used. Therians are individuals who feel they are something other than a human in a non-biological sense. They might be experiencing, I don't make this up, this is not a transgressors episode, species dysphoria.
Okay. So it's like they're mocking gender dysphoria. But, like the way you do all the time.
You know, when the lines move so quickly, how do you know where to draw the line anymore? That's my question.
Man,
a participant in a paper said that they view it as a form of neurodiversity rather than a medical diagnosis. Unless it has a major or negative impact on someone's life, transspeciesism is just different. Is all there is to it.
Dude, if they're driving and eating and shopping in stores and ordering on Amazon, they ain't dogs.
Who are you to say how their identity manifests?
You know that I'm for everything, but I
draw
the line.
Judgy candy. I always knew it.
But barely about anything. And for that, that's odd.
In an online community survey of 523 non-human identifying people, well, why call them people? 75.1% said they experienced species dysphoria. 8.2% were unsure. Seems like there's more than just 8% who are unsure. Four of the surveys, they were furries. Between 25 and 44% replied that they consider themselves to be somewhat less than 100% human. Not somewhat less than 100% human. And by the way, as a final follow-up note, the Therian community is generally considered to be connected with the Otherkin community. See, all these words you learn today. The Otherkin community, which consists of individuals who connect with any non-fictional being, which I guess there would mean to be also a category of people who identify with fictional beings, and I don't know the word for that. I'm sorry, I can only take you so far. On today's journey into Never Never Land, there you go. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Pensacon coming up in February.
And Paracon.
That's two different things, too,
right.
Also. I'm just trying to talk to these people. Also,
you know,
I checked the text.
You know what I think? I think we do have, since we're kind of in this vicinity, I do think we have some ambient audio of somebody from the Berlin event.
Do you?
I said, what in the world is this?
Dude, you're killing me. I already can't breathe.
Go on. Tell them about the traffic.
The worst part is I checked the text for traffic to see if we have any tips. I wished I hadn't. I'll let you go, Andrew. As we take a look, there's a couple of accidents to watch out for, but not blocking anything. Triton Circle in Pensacola. Looks like that roadway is clear. And then 98 is clear east and westbound, although there is an accident. It's been pushed off to the side at Central Parkway, which is west of Avalon on 98. But again, not showing any slowdowns. I am showing a slowdown on 29, it looks like. And it's just real slow between 9 Mile, it looks like. And the turnoff to I-10 and I-110. And that might just be traffic light congestion. But hey, if you have traffic tips to text them in, 437-1620. Congratulations to everybody that texted in.
We do have a few texts.
Yeah, yeah. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
437-1620. Somebody here says, I hope the people that identify as dog catchers don't show up. Somebody here says, so these people are clinically psychotic. No, psychosis involves, you know, wanting harm to other people or, you know, so that's not quite.
Or yourself.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Only if they're biting. See. Oh, what if they have worms and they do that dance?
What if they, the butt scratch on
that
the carpet?
That thing where they, yeah.
Dogs in the Berlin story was on Gutfeld the other night. He said crowd was dispersed by someone turning on a vacuum cleaner. or a thunder noise. So does their theme song. I'm just a sweet animal vestite.
That's from Rocky Heart.
Oh,
sweet.
I gotcha. Somebody
Berlin.
Says, I'm a Mog, half man,
half
dog.
I'm my own best friend. That's great, from Spaceballs.
I identify as Chinese crestive bald dog.
Yeah.
And someone isn't that special, and bless their hearts. Okay, 749 on News Radio 92.3. If you need a new car, speaking of dogs and things they like to ride in, if you need a new car, you know, do they ride in the backseat? I don't know. Don't ask too many questions. Anyway, Frontier Motors has great quality used cars. You know, cars that are a year, two, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. Cars that are basically, you're the second owner, okay? Doesn't have the used car or the new car smell in it maybe, but everything else is like new. And I bought a car there that exact same condition. They've got all kinds, like 300 different cars and trucks and vans and SUVs and, you know, sports cars. And the thing is, it's like there's like little regions at Frontier where go over here and it's all the trucks and go over here and it's all the sports cars, which makes sense because that's what you want to shop and compare among the different makes and models for that kind, that genre of car that you're looking for. So if you need a new car, go there. They have it. Frontier. And if they don't have it, they can find it for you. By the way, they'll do that too. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay said hi.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Luke. May the Force be with you.
I
everybody needs a little wig wham bam in their lives. That's the song you didn't know you needed to hear this morning. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. People are asking what kind of dog I would identify as, and people are saying that that last topic was a real rough topic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's our people. All right, David Wayne is in. Oh, sorry, David.
You should
hang
hear
on
the
for
text
just a
that
second.
You can't hear.
Oh, were there more? I only saw some of them. Yeah, sure, oh, there's a lot of references to rubbing the dog butt on the floor, you know, and I don't want to.
Did
I
not act
picture.
That out yeah, perfectly you, in the studio?
You did. That's why we can't be on video.
Yeah, that's
got
why.
Traffic on
I
the did. Fives.
Yeah, I-10 eastbound, mile marker 11. The center lane, it looks like there's debris in the road, and it is a little slow between Pine Forest and the Carr City exit. Caution there. So again, debris on the roadway, I-10 eastbound near mile marker 11, slowing things down a little bit, but not coming to a stop. If you see an accident or a slowdown, or you want to make a dog joke, 437-1620. Text him in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Absolutely. Oh, Kate sent me a text, and she thought I had kind of said that we weren't going to talk today. She left her phone to go work on storm prep because they got the tropical storms coming up the East Coast today. Yeah.
Gosh, well,
and so that's totally my fault. It's my fault. So I missed talking to her. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Today's the deadline set by UAW President Sean Fain that'll see whether more workers head to the picket lines. Thousands of UAW workers have now been on strike for the past week. They were joined by a local chapter in Alabama yesterday. The next hearing in the Pentagon leaker case is set for today in Boston. Jack Teixeira, a Massachusetts Air National Guardman, is accused of leaking sensitive documents on social media. And negotiators for striking Hollywood writers and major TV and film studios meet again today. This writer says she's optimistic.
I'm hoping that all of the writers get what they deserve, and then it also opens the door for SAG to also get what they deserve in the negotiations. Because the things that we're asking for, it's not a whole lot.
That's Writers Guild of America member Rebecca Black. The two sides reportedly yesterday negotiated for over 10 hours, Andrew, but still didn't end up making an agreement. Studio heads from Disney, Netflix, NBC Universal, and Warner Brothers were all there for the negotiation.
Well, to draw an analogy, okay, I think that the studio, the studios are offering basically, we'll give you guys new cars. And the the SAG-AFTRA folks are like, we want Gulfstreams. And so finding the compromise between the new car and the new jet, that's going to be the challenge.
Flying DeLorean.
Yeah, right. There you go.
That's what you need.
And where they go, they don't need roads. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is the kind of harebrained idea that captures my attention. It really does.
It's worse than the dog thing?
Yeah, it's weirder than the dog thing because it's a real life thing. I mean, well, that's a real life thing too, but this is a suggestion. Okay? The Wall Street Journal, James Freeman, put out an article the other day in which they say, look, Governor DeSantis sort of has the best record to make the case for being, the Republican candidate. Donald Trump, of course, is widely beloved in the Republican Party. How do you solve this? But he has so many high negatives, right? But how do you solve the issue of bringing the party together? How do you solve that problem? And he says, Claremont Institute's American Mind proposed a half measure whose time may have come. And what they say is Trump could campaign with DeSantis as his VP. Although the Florida thing, but I mean, that might not be such a problem. Anyway, Trump could campaign on the explicit promise to step down from the office and go back to Mar-a-Lago immediately after the expiration of a 2-year period referred to in the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution concerning term limits. It says no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of the president more than once. Meaning that if he pledges and signs a resignation letter for January 20th of 2027 or January 21st or 22nd, then the VP would automatically take over, which could be DeSantis. So you would have Trump for basically 4+2, and then you could have DeSantis for 2 as the incumbent run again for reelection. And having served less than 2 years, he'd still be eligible for 2 full terms. Now, I don't know about you. My brain was, what in the world? Is this even remotely plausible? Well, as I say, it's a harebrained scheme, but it does seem to bring something to the table of how can we get the sort of desire of all worlds on the Republican side? Maybe that would be it. Would Trump go for it? Seems unlikely. Would DeSantis go for it? I don't know. But could it be? Well, I don't know. I thought I'd bring it up to you just so you're aware that's out there.